The 4P's Radio Training School is sponsored by the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Community Fund. To find out more, go to hiwcf.org.uk.
Hey everyone, Toby here from Vectis Radio, and welcome back to this episode of Toby's Tech News. This week in tech news, the iOS 17.2 has had its first public release with a new app called Journal, which can be used for jotting down notes or writing diaries, allowing the user to set time-based notifications for when next to add an entry to their journal. Apple suggests that this will help people monitor and improve their mental health. They have also added a live translation feature to the action button on the iPhone 15 Pro models. If you have one of these, do you reckon you will use these new features? In other news, solar towers can now double energy output by running day and night. Scientists say this will greatly help the worldwide renewable energy cause. Are you excited for what the future has in store for us regarding renewable energy? And finally, for this week of Toby's Tech News, E3, the worldwide tech showcasing event that has been running for the past 28 years, has finally been shut down by Stanley Pierre Lewis, the CEO of the Entertainment Software Association, also known as the company that runs E3. He said, "We know it's difficult to say goodbye to such a beloved event, but it's the right thing given the new opportunities our industry has to reach fans and partners. Are you upset that E3 is gone, or are you excited for how game developers and console companies will showcase their newest tech now?" Thank you for joining me this week for this week's tech news, and join me next week for the latest episode of Toby's Tech News.